Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Oh, yeah, how was your weekend? Yeah, I miss it too. Well, all right, let's get Monday started, shall we? Welcome to the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Zweiger. Oh, yeah, indeed, it is Monday. It's January 11th, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend in around 5 minutes. Well, CES 2016 has come to a close. And it seems that more than 170,000 people walked through about 2.7 million square feet of exhibits this year. Of those, they said about 50,000 attendees were from outside of the U.S., amazingly. About 6,000 media attended. However, with all those numbers, nobody's really sure if they broke the attendance record from last year. That was 176,676. A lot of sixes in there. Kind of spooky. And of those from last year, only 48,000. Came from outside of the U.S. All in all, what's called for the biggest tech trade show on Earth, it seems it was a pretty good year. But just like the years before, yeah, so much stuff will never come out. Messenger Mac people? Well, you might be in for a nice little treat. Seems that Facebook is reportedly, at least, making a Messenger app for Mac. This would be kind of out of the blue, since you remember, Facebook, they had that Windows app a few years ago, and then it kind of went away, didn't it? Guess that experiment didn't work for them, so they're going to try it with the Mac people. Of course, with anything, Facebook's not confirming this. However, though, the people over at TechCrunch seem to have a little photo of a Messenger app running on a Mac, although I gotta say, it looks a lot like a big iOS app, really. But it could be true. This could happen. We all know that Facebook is treating Messenger a lot more than just talking to your friends now. All right, for those Android lovers out there, how would you like to run Android, say, on a PC? Yeah, just like you do Windows, you know, you just install it and away you go. Wouldn't that be nice? Well, starting this week, your Droid dreams might just be coming true, thanks to the Remix OS. And best of all, they're saying it's going to be free of charge to run it on whatever PC you want around the house. Well, you know, specs included there. What Remix OS is, it's sort of, it's an Android that looks a lot like a Windows Experience operating system. Now, Remix OS actually comes from a lot of former Googlers. They actually wanted to make you pay for the thing at first, but they decided nobody's gonna buy it, so we'll just give it free. So, if it's enticing your little techie lips right now, better look for a FAT32 USB 3.0 drive and at least 8 gigabytes of storage there, and if you've got any x86 computer laying around, because it's coming out, they're saying January 12th. Remix OS will be based on Lollipop, no word yet if Marshmallow version will be to follow. My guess being free, probably not. Oh, those hover... I'm not calling it a freaking hoverboard. It's not a hoverboard. It's a damn board with wheels. Anyways, those things were the hot Christmas gift in 2015, wasn't it? Kind of a pun, though. They're hot. Yeah, because a lot of them have been catching on fire. Which is why U.S. college campuses are saying, you can't have those here. Yes, a lot of U.S. colleges, 20 universities to be exact, have banned or restricted the use of those board with wheels. Two-wheeled scooter. A Segway with no handle. Anything but a freaking hoverboard. That's what it should be called. And yes, as I was saying, it's all about because the things are, well, they're just exploding. Actually, one of the universities has spoken out, King University. The president over there said that things are actually catching fire without any warning. And we don't really want our dorms to go up in smoke. Of course, yes, there are some universities saying you can't bring them inside, but if you want to roll around on the campus with them, they're not going to restrict you doing that. That's only some universities, though. There are still a few universities out there that are okay with the freaking wheel board. Ohio State's one of them that said, yeah, bring them on in. Of course, they'll be cool with it until the whole damn university burns down. And finally, well, this finally will take us a little back to CES. And a lot of you out there that, unfortunately, yes, are smokers. I know, I'm not a smoker myself, but I know a few smokers, and they've all went with the rave and fad of the e-cigarette. But why carry around a little extra thing to smoke when, heck, you can just smoke your smartphone? Yeah, I can already see your brain going, eh? Well, it's called the Jupiter Smokable Smartphone. And yes, you guessed it, it's two gadgets in one. Smoke it and talk on it. Probably one of these things that CES that'll never see the light of day, but hell, there's a prototype of it, so why not talk about it? Now, the Jupiter io3 is a 3G smartphone. Yes, only 3G, sorry. Costs $299. It runs Android KitKat 4.4, has about 16 hours of battery life, they're claiming, and yeah, you can smoke it. Well, how does this thing work? Well, you've got two batteries in the phone, one for the phone, you got the other one for the vapor. And everything actually looks normal with the phone until you slap that little mouthpiece on the end and then smoke your heart's content. There's even a button at the top that you can push to increase the heat and get a stronger pull. Now, the company's actually claiming it already has FCC approval. Yeah, for the phone. As for the vaping part, yeah, that's still pretty much up in the air. It just gives people another excuse not to take a call. Sorry, I was in the middle of a smoke. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. British Tech Network website, all things BTN, britishtechnetwork.com. Follow BTN on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, the British Tech Slack room, britishtech.slack.com. As for the news show, yes, we'll be returning tomorrow for your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours, CES free. Woohoo! Until then, hey, it's Monday. Do the best you can. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.